This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Courtney, at some point, maybe soon, we got to get an ick bracket update.
Yes.
We're heading into round two sooner than later. Am I right about that? All right.
Yes.
First of all, this is Matt from Lunenburg. Hello, Matt.
Hill Dog.
What's up?
I love new intro day.
Ah.
New intro day. That's your thing, man. Don't listen to your co-host,
no.
Especially Courtney. She's cheesed out of her mind right now.
True.
There was a lot of disappointment this morning. I was thinking about it all weekend. I thought I had found a complete banger, and it's mostly disappointment on the part of you who listen to this show. So I feel like I let everybody down this morning at 6.
No, keep it up. And Shine, you of all people, you're an anime fan. What anime keeps the same intro every season?
Ooh.
You know?
Is that true, Shine?
I would say some of them have, a lot of them change. He has a point. A lot of them do change.
Okay.
But, the graphics generally change, but sometimes the song stays the same a lot of the time. Mm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Think about White Lotus though. Everybody loved their intro. And then this season was the first one that they did a different one. People were outraged.
Were they outraged?
Yes.
Oh, I kind of like it.
No. People were outraged.
Ooh, Greg, next open for the show. I got to try an anime open. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll hit with the people.
Please don't.
Oh, come on. Some of those songs rip, man.
This is DJ from Hyannis. Hello, DJ.
Hey, good morning, gang.
What's up?
I was just thinking about you guys are all complaining about movie stadium here. You all live around all the stadiums. What about the people on the Cape that have to pack up like they're going to Florida?
Okay.
Put all your money together and then come back over the bridges and do all that.
Yeah.
So the stadium moves, it's going to cost us. And
maybe we could rotate stadium locations going forward.
Oh, like Super Bowl.
Right, like the Cape gets it for 6 months. They could build a new Celtics stadium in Plymouth, maybe.
Ooh. Great spot.
That'd be a good spot for it. It's the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, you're going to be able to sit down and watch Celtic City Episode 4 and see the arrival of the great Larry Bird.
Right.
You got a little tease of it at the end of Episode 3. And you're gonna realize what that franchise has meant to the city of Boston for the last multiple decades. So I cannot see the Boston Celtics playing anywhere other than Boston.
And the more I think about it, they just did so much work around the TD Garden. And there's so much Celtics history embedded within what they've done, like the old parquet or the center court that they've kept the line.
Well, the parquet would go wherever the new arena is.
No, right. I'm saying like what the old garden, the footprint of that is, they still have the lines there to show where the old garden was when you're walking into the new one, like on the ground.
Wait, you talking about like where the Bobby Orr statue is outside?
No, like right outside. Am I going crazy?
I don't know. I'm not correcting you because
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking. Are you talking about outside like where the Bobby Orr statue is?
Yeah. No, well, not where the Bobby Orr statue is.
So
but-
then what side of the building are you talking about? On the like,
I love this show from you, by the way.
No,
keep
I really
going.
Don't. I just texted my mom and I said, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I'm
are you talking about
and...
like on the backside of the building? The
no, I'm talking about when you're walking in, they have the line from where the
walking
old center
in, but
court
when
was.
Keep yeah, that. You I walk keep past saying, the Bobby Orr statue.
That's, yeah, that's the,
okay, but yeah. I'm just saying they've done so much when they redid the new. Why am I even going?
Because you see walking in, so I'm saying. When you walk into the TD Garden,
yeah, the Bobby Orr statue.
That's the only way in.
Yes, but I'm saying, never mind.
We're trying to understand.
Yeah. Are you saying outside or inside?
I'm just trying to find it online so I could say it's the set. They have the outline of the old garden. They kept it there so that when you're walking in, there's a piece of history for the Celtics when you're walking into the new garden.
Oh. Right.
And I.
But why would that keep them there? They could just leave
I'm not
that.
Saying it keeps them there. I just said they've done... I was saying they've done so much to make it not just about the Bruins, but also a lot of Celtics history that I think it would be a bad idea to move it. That's all.
Okay. I agree.
I had no
idea. I think I agree with you. I don't know until I get a couple seltzers deep.
Right.
I'm enough to really... Next time I walk into this, I'm really going to look for... What am I looking for exactly? So I want to figure out what you're talking about. When I walk in.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
So I'll be looking for this on the ground.
I have worked with Wiggy for 6 years. And I never thought that I would meet somebody who arrived at work higher than he did. That's you today. And you had the seltzer on Friday.
Yeah. Oh,
and the lingering effects are...
We're failing it.
I'll tell you.
I told you I couldn't find an airport, so I feel your pain.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to follow you.
You know, they did all that work, like, on the parquet. Yeah.
No, that's not how I sound.
It's got to be something in the arena, on the floor.
No, it's outside. It is outside. When you are about to get on the escalator,
okay.
They have, like, the center court line.
All right, so right where you... So to the right of the Bobby Orr statue, where the escalators go, there's something on the ground.
Yeah.
Yes. They added that Celtics logo thing that's, like, on the top of the escalator.
Oh. Yeah,
there's a... Courtney is right.
Okay.
There is, like, a three-point line that's vaguely there on the ground that signifies where the old garden
thank you.
Floor
okay.
Was.
That's okay. What all I was trying to yeah. say is they, right. they've embedded
right.
old...
They did all of that work.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. They, like, painted the ground.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be weird if the Celtics moved to a different right. venue in Revere or Everett and you're just going to Bruins games, but there's Celtics stuff around?
Well, right. Of course it would still be there because that's the place of history. It'd be great.
Yeah.
So it's like when you go to Gillette, there's right. probably some area where the old Foxborough Stadium used to be.
I don't know.
Right. Like the place that Vinatieri kicked the 48-yard field goal in the snow. Or
right.
It's now a parking lot.
I'm
but
sweating.
We all feel like it's there.
Right. Or maybe they have something on the ground that,
right.
you know, represent right. or right. signifies. What
yes.
is it?
Signifies.
Signifies. Right. This is where Adam kicked it from.
They have the Lonnie Paxton Snow Angel
ooh.
Still there.
Right. Maybe I could put down my number. I could paint it down on the
you
ground.
Could.
This is where
right.
I caught the ball. And
so they just put up a plaque this weekend at an arena that says this is where Baylor almost made it to the Final Four against Florida.
All right. So now I know. I didn't even notice that. That was something that, Courtney, I'm glad you told me. So now I'm going to
look. Go look for it.
I had no idea. Point line used to be in the yeah. TD Garden.
All right. We got to take a break.
Thank God.
All right.
But can we stay on till noon?
I am going to draw all my shades when I get home.
You need to do like a flush.
I need a darkness like retreat is what I need.
No, you just need like to flush your system.
Yeah, no.
You got to get the poison out. I mean, I know it comes from the earth.
Right.
So technically, it's probably the
I'm going to try to book a sweat house today, I think.
Sweat detox a little.
I think I need that.
When you're done in the cold plunge, it's going to smell like a rope factory fire. All right, we'll be right back.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.